Ahmed Abu Hamda is a news producer in Gaza City for foreign news organizations, including NPR. I spoke with him earlier today, and he told me that Gaza City is a ghost city. Very few people are outside, he says. Most have already stocked up on supplies for fear the Israeli attacks will get worse.
There are very, very few supermarkets, especially today. I saw that even the food and the cans, whatever is needed for the people, is already finished from the supermarkets itself. People are panicking over here. They are afraid from the news talking about invasion, and also they are afraid to go down later on, so they prefer to buy everything at once.
How constant are the air attacks? How many strikes have you heard today?
Well, today, after midnight, it was almost all night till early morning, maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock in the early morning. But after that, it was somehow a little bit calm. But attacks to the north of Gaza Strip and the south of Gaza Strip, Israelis were attacking some houses for the members of Al-Qassam brigades.
What did the people tell you about where physically they're going to try to stay safe? Are they in basements?
No, actually, they don't have basements or something like that. People usually, they stay at home and they choose the room or the corner of the house, which is a little bit far from any other suspicious houses or compounds could be targeted next to them. Personally, I do that. I'm living, actually, in an area called Tal al-Hawa. One building was targeted in front of me. So usually I sleep with my wife to the room in the corner far away to the east of my flat, far away from the windows. She's even pregnant. I cannot even protect my wife. So it's really horrible and so confusing for everyone here in Gaza.
It sounds like, from the way you're describing this, that people are very well aware of Hamas buildings nearby them that might be likely targets. Is that right?
Exactly. And now on, especially from today, they started targeting the houses of Hamas members. So now it's more confusing for us because you don't know if the next house is targeted or not.
Are people there talking about the likelihood of a ground invasion by Israeli forces?
People, they were gossiping about this thing. They were really afraid from it. On the other hand, some of them, they are hoping that they will take the revenge from the Israelis when they come on ground, because they know very well that they cannot do anything against the air attacks from the Israeli army. But they hope that the militants and the resistance here in Gaza, they will take the revenge from the Israeli army when they are on the ground.
You know, Mr. Hamda, in 2006, when Israel struck in Lebanon against Hezbollah, the people there were obviously angry at Israel, but they were also angry at Hezbollah for provoking the attacks. Have you heard any similar resentment there in Gaza toward Hamas?
I was discussing this issue with many people in the last 2 days, and they were saying Hamas shouldn't do that, but now it's not the time to discuss who's to blame, whether Hamas or Fatah or Israel. Israelis is our enemy, and we have to stand against them, and we have to end this crisis. This is what they care about.
Ahmed Abu Hamda is a news producer in Gaza City for foreign news organizations, including NPR. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.